Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem by Ram Goldar and the Maseches Vachim Daf Mem Ches, the fifth parak, Ezuhu Mokoman. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara asks that since the law requiring Shechita of Kodshi Kodshim in Safon was written about Ola, the parak should begin with Ola instead of Chatos HaPnimios. It answers Chatas Adi Da'as Midrasha Chavivile. Since the Safon requirement of Chatas is derived from a drasha, a hekesh to Ola, it's dear to the Tana, so he taught it first. The Gemara said, if so, the parak should begin with Chatos Chitzonos, outer Chatos, since the Hekesh to Ola was written about Chatos Chitzonos. It answers, I did the nikness daman lifnai lifnim chavivile. Since the blood of Yom Kippur Karbanos enters the innermost room of the Migdash, the Kodesh Kodashim, it's dear to the Tana, so he taught it first. The source to Shechtin Ola in Safon is, V'shachar oisol yerch mizbeach Safona, and he shall shecht it at the side of the mizbeach on the north. This is written regarding Ben Tzon, the flock, and extended to Ben Bakar, cattle, from Ve'im Minat Tzon, and if his carbon is from the flock. Vav Mosiv Alinim Rishon. The extra letter Vav adds the second subject of Tzon to the first subject of cattle. Yomad El Yom Metachnim. So the earlier subject derives the Tzafon requirement from the later subject. Point number two, the Gemara objects that this type of drasha seems to be a machokas tanaim. Rikiva darshan's v'im nefesh, and if a person, l'chayval safek me'ilas ashim tali, to obligate an ashim out of doubt for doubtful transgressions of me'ila, by connecting this pasuk about ashim tali to the previous psukim of ashim me'ilos. The chachamim exempt safek me'ila from an ashim tali. Apparently they argue if we derive elyon metachton through vav mosif. Rav Papa answers that all agreed to this drasha, but the Rabban Darshan and Gezer Shava from a standard Chatas teaching that Ashim Tali is only for a karis violation as opposed to Me'ila. Although the Vav Mosif is a Hekesh, and all agree that a Hekesh is stronger than a Gezer Shava, the Rabban say this Hekesh is used to teach that an Ashim Tali must be worth two silver shekels, like an Ashim Me'ilos, despite the fact that a definite Chatas has no minimum cost. And point number three, the Gemara extends its Safon requirement to the Shechita of all Chatos and asks, why did the Torah write Oso and he shall shecht it in Safon, implying an exclusion? After the first answer is rejected, the Gemara suggests that it teaches Oso bet Safon vein shochet bet Safon. It, the animal, must be in the north during Shechita, but the slaughterer need not be standing in the north when shechting. The Gemara objects that Rabbi Achia derives this from a different pasuk. It then suggests that Oso is teaching either that the malika of birds or the shechita of a pesach need not be in Safon, but the Gemara concludes that there's no basis to think they would, so no pasuk is needed to exclude them. Ultimately, the Gemara returns to its earlier suggestion to exclude the shochet from having to be in Safon, but since Rabbi Achia derived this from elsewhere, the Gemara clarifies that the purpose of the shochet's exclusion from Safon is to teach an inference. Ein shochet bet Safon, avo makabel bet Safon. The shochet need not be in Safon, but the makabel, the chatas blood, must stand in Safon. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Gemara asks that since the law requiring shechita of kodshi kodshim in Safon was written about Ola, the parak should begin with Ola instead of chatos apnimios. It answers chatas adi da'as midrasha chavivile. Since the Safon requirement of chatas is derived from a drasha, a hekesh to Ola, it's dear to the Tana, so he taught it first. The Gemara said, if so, the parak should begin with Chatos Chitzonos, outer Chatos, since the Hekesh to Ola was written about Chatos Chitzonos. It answers, I did the nikness daman lifnai lifnim chavivile. Since the blood of Yom Kippur Karbanos enters the innermost room of the Migdash, the Kodesh Kodashim, it's dear to the Tana, so he taught it first. The source to Shechtin Ola in Safon is, V'shachar oisol yerch mizbeach Safona, and he shall shecht it at the side of the mizbeach on the north. This is written regarding Ben Tzon, the flock, and extended to Ben Bakar, cattle, from Ve'im Minat Tzon, and if his carbon is from the flock. Vav Mosiv Alinim Rishon. The extra letter Vav adds the second subject of Tzon to the first subject of cattle. Yomad El Yom Metachnim. So the earlier subject derives the Tzafon requirement from the later subject. Point number two, the Gemara objects that this type of drasha seems to be a machokas tanaim. Rikiva darshan's v'im nefesh, and if a person, l'chayval safek me'ilas ashim tali, to obligate an ashim out of doubt for doubtful transgressions of me'ila, by connecting this pasuk about ashim tali to the previous psukim of ashim me'ilos. The chachamim exempt safek me'ila from an ashim tali. Apparently they argue if we derive elyon metachton through vav mosif. Rav Papa answers that all agreed to this drasha, but the Rabban Darshan and Gezer Shava from a standard Chatas teaching that Ashim Tali is only for a karis violation as opposed to Me'ila. Although the Vav Mosif is a Hekesh, and all agree that a Hekesh is stronger than a Gezer Shava, the Rabban say this Hekesh is used to teach that an Ashem Tali must be worth 2 silver shekels, like an Ashem Ilos, despite the fact that a definite Chatas has no minimum cost. And point number 3, the Gemara extends its Safan requirement to the Shechita of Al Chatos and asks, why did the Torah write Oso, and he shall Shecht it in Safon, implying an exclusion? After the first answer is rejected, the Gemara suggests that it teaches Oso B'Tzafon Vein Shochet B'Tzafon. It, the animal, must be in the north during Shechita, but the slaughterer need not be standing in the north when Shechting. The Gemara objects that Rabbi Achia derives this from a different pasuk. It then suggests that Oso is teaching either that the Malika of birds or the Shechita of a Pesach need not be in Tzafon, but the Gemara concludes that there's no basis to think they would, so no pasuk is needed to exclude them. Ultimately, the Gemara returns to its earlier suggestion to exclude the Shochet from having to be in Tzafon. But since Rabbi Achia derived this from elsewhere, the Gemara clarifies that the purpose of the Shochet's exclusion from Tzafon is to teach an inference. Ein Shochet b'Tzafon, aval makabel b'Tzafon. The Shochet need not be in Tzafon, but the makabel of the Chatas' blood must stand in Tzafon. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Mem Ches, and our standard Siman relates to the Moach, the brain, and we use brainiacs, which are highly intelligent people. So here goes. The Kohen brainiac lecturing first about Shechita of the Parvasir Shel Yom Kippurim and the Tzafon, because they are Chaviv to him that they are learned from a drasha, and the blood is brought, Lefnai Lefnim. Wasn't sure if he accidentally used a pointer belonging to Hekdesh, which according to Rabbi Kiba would make him Chayv to bring Anasham Tauli, because he got distracted when he saw two Kohen brainiacs doing a demonstration with the Shochet standing in the south, while the Chattas and the Makabo of its blood were standing in the north. Once again, slow motion. The Kohen brainiac, that must be more Daf Mem Ches. The Kohen brainiac lecturing first about Shechita of the Par Vasir Shel Yom Kippurim in the Tzafon, because they are Chaviv Tum that they are learned from a drasha, and the blood is brought, Lefnai Lefnim, which reminds us, Gemara asks why the parak begins with Chatos HaPnimios and not an Ola, where Tzafon is written, and answers, since the Tzafon requirement of Chatos is derived from a drasha, a Hekesh to Ola, it is Chaviv to the Tana, so he taught it first. The Gemara asks that if so, the parak should begin with Chatos HaKitzonos, the outer Chatos, since the Hekesh to Ola was written about Chatos HaKitzonos. Sonos. It answers, since the blood of Yom Kippur Karbanos enters the innermost room of the Mikdash, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's Chaviv to the Tana, so he taught it first. So the Kohen brainiac lecturing first about Shechita of the Parvasir Shel Yom Kippurim and the Tzafon, because they are Chaviv to him that they are learned from a drasha, and the blood is brought, Lefnai Lefnim. Wasn't sure if he accidentally used a pointer belonging to Hekdesh, which according to Rabbi Kiva would make him chayev to bring an Ashem Tauli, which reminds us the Gemara brings a malchokas if an Ashem Tauli is brought for Safek Me'ilos. So the Kohen brainiac lecturing first about Shechita of the Par Vasir Shel Yom Kippurim in the Tzafon, because they are Chaviv Tum that they are learned from a drasha and the blood is brought, Lefnai Lefnim, wasn't sure if he accidentally used a pointer belonging to Hekdesh, which according to Rabbi Kiva would make him chayiv to bring an Ashem Tauli, because he got distracted when he saw two Kohen brainiacs doing a demonstration with the Shochet standing in the south, while the Chatas and the Makabo of its blood were standing in the north, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, what does Oso in the Pasuk exclude from Tzafon? The Gemara concludes that it comes to exclude the Shochet from having to be in Tzafon. But since Rabbi Achia derived this from elsewhere, the Gemara clarifies that the purpose of the Shochet's exclusion from Tzafon is to teach an inference. Ein Shochet b'Tzafon, of a Makabo b'Tzafon. The Shochet need not be in Tzafon, but the Makabo of the Chatas' blood must stand in Tzafon. So once again, the Kohen brainiac lecturing first about Shechita of the Parah Masir Shel Yom Kippurim and the Tzafon, because they are Chaviv to him that they are learned from a drasha and the blood is brought, Lefnai Lefnim, wasn't sure if he accidentally used a pointer belonging to Hekdesh, which according to Rabbi Kiva would make him chayiv to bring an Ashem Tauli, because he got distracted when he saw two Kohen brainiacs doing a demonstration with the Shochet standing in the south, while the Chatas and the Makabel of its blood were standing in the north. Alright, so now it's time for a 4 Blah Bach Hazara. Daf Mem Dalet, so the Siman Daf Mem Dalet is mud. So here goes. The Kohen who is dismayed when the Metzora used a muddy jug. Muddy jug? That must be more on Daf Mem Dalet. Mud. The Kohen who is dismayed when the Metzora used a muddy jug to bring his log shemen, which did not become pigle because it wasn't brought together with the carbon, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchus regarding pigle of Nesachim that come with the Zevach and the Nafkamina if the Nesachim were brought together with the carbon or a number of days later. So the Kohen was dismayed when the Metzora used a muddy jug to bring his Log Shemen, which did not become pickle because it wasn't brought together with the carbon, as he had been looking forward to eating it together with his portion of a Minchas Omer and Minchas Sota, which reminds us, a brisa that discusses the sources for numerous offerings eaten by Kohanim, a Kol Minchasam, all their Menachos includes even the Minchas Omer and the Minchas Knos of a Sota, teaching that although the Pasuk says, Asher Kupar Behem, those who are atoned through them, and the Minchas HaOmer is only lahatir to permit new grain, and the Minchas Kanoz comes Levar Avon to determine if a sin was committed, these are also eaten by Kohanim. So the Kohen was dismayed when the Metzora used a muddy jug to bring his Log Shemen, which did not become pickle because it wasn't brought together with the carbon, as he had been looking forward to eating it together with his portion of a Minchas HaOmer and Minchas Sota. Threw the muddy oil onto a cone in the courtyard with some Parim HaNisrafim, thinking a pickle thought about a vote done in the courtyard, which reminds us, in the Mishnah on the previous daf, the Tanna Kamma says one is chayev for eating pigel of parim hanisrafim, usirim hanisrafim, bulls which are burned, and goats which are burned. But Rabbi Shimon says one is not liable for any carbon which is not offered on the mizbeach hachitzon like a shlamim. In a brice, Rabbi Yossi states a third opinion. Pigel bedavar hanas bechutz, if he had pigel intent with something done outside the heichel, like a shlamim, it's pigel, but not if he had pigel intent with something done inside the heichel. Daf Mem Hei. So the similar Daf Mem Hei is Manishtana. So here goes. At the carbon themed seder where the youngest child sang Manishtana, Manishtana, that must mean we're on Daf Mem Hei. At the carbon themed seder where the youngest child sang Manishtana, Kadshe Ovdu Chochavim, no Pigo, no Noser, no Tame, which reminds us, the next mission discusses Kadshe Ovdu Chochavim, Kadshim designated by an idolater. Rabbi Shimon says the one is not high for them for Pigo, Noser, or Tame, and for shechting them b'chutz outside the mikdash. In a brisa, Rabbi Shimon adds, "Onanin, one may not benefit from them, but one does not transgress me'ila for benefiting from them because they're biblically permitted and only rabbinically prohibited." So, at the carbon theme seder with the youngest child saying, "Ma nishtana kadshe odvu chochavim, no pigel, no noser, no tame," their father recounted how he once did zrika b'shogig of tame blood from an akum's carbon, and that tzitz was not maratza, which reminds us, regarding an akum's carbon whose blood became tame, ben b'shogig ben b'mezi lo hutsa, whether it's zrika, was mistaken or intentional, the carbon itself is not accepted and is completely invalid. Rav Papa explains, although Rabbi Yossi generally holds an Akum's carbon has the same laws as a Yisrael's, he agrees that a specific exclusion prevents the tzitz from making Akum's carbon acceptable. As Rav Ashi explains, the Pasuk says, "L'ratzon lahem," to bring them favor, and idolaters are not fit for finding favor with Hashem. So at the carbon theme seder with the youngest child saying, "Ma nishtana kadshe ovdu chochavim, no pigel, no noser, no tame," their father recounted how he once did zrika b'shogeg of tame blood from an akum's carbon and that tzitz was not maratze. As the seder plate of items that are exempt from pigel but still chai for noser and tame were removed from the table, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, "Dvarim she'ein chayavim lehem mishum pigel," items for which one is not liable for them for pigel because they lack another matir, chayavin lehem mishum noser mishum tame, one is still liable for them for eating noser and for eating while tame, chutz min adam, except for blood, which is exempt from all three. Rabbi Shimon holds one liable only bedavar shadarchin lechol, when he eats something usually eaten, but not for wood, lavona, and katoris. Daf mem vav, so the similar daf mem vav is a cow because cows go moo. So here goes. The cow, that must be more daf mem vav, moo. The cow carrying the large bowl of blood with a note that the blood was exempt from liability for noser tuma and me'ila, which reminds us, the Mishnah in the previous daf taught the dam is uniquely exempt from liability for noser and tuma. The Gemara presents three drashas excluding blood from me'ila, two of which are superfluous and are used to exclude dam from liability for noser and tuma. So the cow carrying the large bowl of blood with a note that the blood was exempt from liability for noser tuma and mehila, standing next to the tame cowboy eating some inedible atze maracha, who was chayv malkus, which reminds us, in the Mishnah on the previous daf, the Tanna Kamma said one is chayv for eating any kajim with tuma, even though it's not subject to pigel. But Rabbi Shimon said one is only chayv for items which are normally eaten, but not for eating wood and the like. A Marayim debate the case of the Malchokas. According to one opinion, they argue only about tuma's basar, tuma of meat, or in this case wood, which is where the drasha including inedible materials is written. But for tuma's aguf, tuma of the eater's body, the Tanna Kamma would agree there is no malchus. According to another opinion, they argue even in the case of tuma's aguf, because the Tanna Kamma holds that since he's chai for tuma's basar, he's also chai for tuma's aguf. So the cow carrying a large bowl of blood with a note that the blood was exempt from liability for noser tuma and me'ila, standing next to the tame cowboy eating some inedible atse maracha, who was chayv malchus, saw a kohen write the six kavanas of lishma on the side of a cow to help himself remember them when doing shechita, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, L'shem shishadvarim hazevach nizbach, a carbon is shechted for the sake of six things. Number one, L'shem zevach. Number two, L'shem zovech, the one offering it. Number three, L'shem Hashem. Number four, L'shem ishim, for the sake of the fires, to burn the pieces and not merely roast them. Number five, L'shem reach, for the sake of creating an aroma, not to roast them and then bring them onto the mizbeach. And number six, L'shem nechoach, for the sake of pleasing. Daf Mem Zayin, so the symbol for Daf Mem Zayin is a maize. So here goes. The owner of a carbon yelled, I will eat this chutz lezmano to start the race at the Zvachim maize. Maize? That must be more on Daf Mem Zayin. The owner of a carbon yelled, I will eat this chutz lezmano to start the race at the Zvachim maize, making it pigul, which reminds us, on the previous Daf, Rabbi Yossi said the intent of a carbon is determined by the one performing the avodah. This disagrees with Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, who says, Shemati shabalim mefaglin. I heard that the owner of a carbon can affect pigul by intending the consumption of chutz lezmano while the kohen performs the avodah. The pasuk says, v'hikriva makriv, and the offerer shall bring his carbon, indicating that the owner is considered the makriv and so can determine the avodah's intent. Abai says that three tanaim hold, zeh machashav, zeh ovid, havya machshava. If this one, the owner, intends, and that, meaning the other one, performs the avodah, it's considered intent. So the owner of a carbon yelled, I will eat this chutz lezmano to start the race of the Zvachim maize, making a beagle, where two kohanim had to find the ezu mokomun stand and match up where kachi kachim are shechted, which reminds us, the fifth parak begins, ezu mokomun shel Zvachim, what is the required place for the various procedures of a kabanas? All kachi kachim, referring to chatos, olos, ashamos, and shalmei tzibur, must be shechted in the Tzafon, the north. So the owner of a carbon yelled, I will eat this chutz lezmano to start the race at the Zvachim maize, making a pigul, where two kohanim had to find the ezuhu makomun stand and match up where kachi kachim are shechted, and then meet at the exit at the same time to be makabel the blood of an ashim matzora, one with his hand and one with a kli, which reminds us, the Torah compares the kabbalah of the ashim matzora to the application on the matzora's right ear, thumb, and toe, teaching that just as this application is done ba'atzmo shokon, with the kohen himself, meaning his finger, the kabbalah is also done with his own hand. Still, the Torah compares this ashim to a chatas, thus requiring a kli. It emerges then that two kohanim are makabel its blood, one by hand to apply to the matzora, and one with a kli for zrika on the mizbeach. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we learn that there are two kohanim to be makabel the blood of the ashim matzora, one by hand to apply to the matzora, and one with a kli for zrika on the mizbeach? That's on daf Mem Zayin. Good. Number two. Which daf do you have a third opinion about parim and nisrafim that there is pigul for davar nas b'chutz? That's on daf Mem Dalet. Good. Number three. Which daf do we learn that a carbon is shechted for the sake of six things? That's on daf Mem Vav. Good. Number four. Which daf do we learn that the shochet need not be in the tzafon, but the makabo, the chatas' blood, must stand in tzafon? That's on daf Memches. Good. Number five. Which daf do we learn the sources for the exemption of dam from nosar, tuma, and me'ila? That's on daf Memvav. Good. Number six. Which daf brings several versions of the Machlokes Tanaim regarding eating inedible kajim, such as the atzei maracha, with tuma? That's on daf Memvav. Good. Number seven. Which daf do Machlokes of an Ashim Tahu is brought for Suffolk Me'ilos? That's on daf Memches. Good. Number eight. Which daf do we machokes about pigul of nesachim that come with the zevach and the nafkamina if they're brought that day or days later? That's on daf Mem Dalet. Good. Number nine. Which daf do we discuss why the parak of Ezum Makoma begins with chatos apnimios being in the tzafon and not in ola where tzafon is written? That's on daf Memches. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we learn that the tzitz is not meratzeh for tami blood of an akum's carbon, which was nizrak? That's on daf Memhei. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.